Cincinnati.
Thank you for joining us for Keeping You Informed with topics of interest for you and your family.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Edna Parrish. Our topic today is building a wall of righteousness in our city. Our guests are from Agape Fellowship Church. We'd like to welcome the pastor, Ron Peake. Good morning and welcome, sir.
Good morning, Edna.
And we'd also like to welcome Adam Smith, the worship leader. Good morning, Adam.
Thank you, Edna. Good morning.
Good. Good to have both of you here. I want to talk with Adam Smith, who is the worship leader at Agape, and understand that you are trained professionally. And tell us about a little bit about your background. You've been in Cincinnati 4 years.
Sure. I moved back to Cincinnati in 1998 after the college stint doing music school, and went to the Cleveland Institute of Music and the Eastman School of Music. I was trained classically, and in addition to now being a web developer, I'm the worship leader at our church.
We call that kind of multitasking. How did you know that God called you to move into this ministry? What led you there?
Well, I'd always grown up playing the piano and played by ear, and after going to music school for 1 year, it became obvious that there was something of the Lord's heart for me to express in worship. So went the full gamut of the professional route of the training to get myself a toolbox to be able to serve him excellently in that manner and be trained by my pastor, etc., and the anointing to be able to do that.
Under the leadership of your pastor. I like the way you say that. A lot of people kind of take it up on themselves once they get a position, I'm here, and they don't look at their pastor still as their leader.
That's right. It's very important to have spiritual fathers in your life. I believe that all great men of God and women of God have had someone that passed the mantle to them, and my pastor's been that for me.
Well, tell me about your worship leadership style. Is there a particular style, or do you just let the anointing fall on you every Sunday?
It's interesting. I get compared to Keith Green and Bach.
Okay. So it's what a combination.
Kind of a classically influenced, complex harmony, you know, style in the framework of what is usually a simple context of Christian worship. It's not supposed to be very complicated, but my style is somewhat like Keith Green and Bach.
But the focus is on God and not on man.
Of course, always.
Is there a choir at your church?
No, but we have about 7 people on the team, and it's great to get together with the different, the black and white, and getting together, and you got all the different sounds together.
You got Creed, Green, and then Bach, and then God.
That's
so
right.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
Now, you're also the web developer.
Yes, I own a web development company, and that's what I do. I guess I call it my tent making. And I believe that that is an integral part of our destinies, and that what we do vocationally is something that the Lord wants to use to bless other people, and obviously it's the way that we make a living, so it's very important to God.
Well, you were telling me about this one project, Worship at Work, which is part of a website that the church is actually going to be involved in.
My pastor has been with me through this process of Worship at Work. Worshipatwork.com is the website for this album that was released last year, and the goal of it is to facilitate a revival in the marketplace by equipping business people with the tools to learn to pray and worship over their own lives, their families, and their businesses to find the redemptive purpose that God has for their company. Think about how the gospel could go throughout the earth through corporations in America, and how the gospel could complete even its westward movement throughout the earth through corporations in America.
No, Edna, the Worship at Work CD, which is a CD that Adam wrote and produced, and it's really an excellent CD for a variety of reasons, but it unfolds our heart for the business community. That is that businessmen for so long in the church have been seen to be those that give their money. You know, they make money, they give it to the church, and their role is to fund the church. But God has a plan and a destiny for businessmen that transcends giving money to the church, but involves their calling as ministers in the place that God put them. And Worship at Work is an expression of that vision and a way to facilitate businessmen in their calling from God, not as financiers for the church, although surely, you know, we're all supposed to give, but as those that have a ministry that's unfolding, and their ministry is through their business and through what God's called them to at that moment.
Are we just looking at, say, Christian Blue Pages type Christian, Christian Blue Pages type businesses? Or are we looking at businesses in general?
Well, I think any business would be blessed to have music, have worship, have music going on, but it would encourage businessmen. Businessmen who have a vision of God's work in their life would be encouraged by the CD. To play it through your business would encourage your employees. I mean, you don't have to be Christian to, you know, to be encouraged and to be strengthened.
It's really a prayer tool, though. The last track on the CD is 45 minutes of spontaneous worship to scriptures that have application to business people.
Amazing.
So it's really to help people learn to pray and worship in a context that will bless their vocation, that they can be a blessing to the inhabitants of the earth.
And this can be accessed on the website again is?
Worshipatwork.com, and that's AT, not with the at symbol in the middle. Worship
we'll have you come back on specifically to talk about this project.
That'd be great.
We thought we'd just kind of throw it in a little bit today.
Sure.
While Pastor Peak was here. You talked earlier about, as we discussed, the issue of businesses and your prayers focusing on businesses. And this is one good way to get into the doors to let people know what you're trying to do. Do you specifically contact people in the community in your prayer service for businesses, Pastor?
We've prayed over businesses in our community. You know, when new businesses have opened up, we've gone and blessed them and prayed over them. And we pray over them regularly as we walk. We meet the businessmen. We go into their stores, and we ask if we can pray for them. We go into the bars. We ask if we can pray for them. There was one time in Madisonville, we went into a bar, and in our prayer walking, we'd been in before, so they knew who we were. We just greeted him, asked if we could pray for anybody, and one young man sitting next to me finally said, yes, I could use prayer. I asked him what he needed, and he said, well, my shoulder bothers me. I said, does it hurt right now? He said, yes. And I said, so then if God touched you right now, you'd know it, wouldn't you? And he said, yes, I would know it. So we prayed. We laid hands on him and prayed for him right there. And when I got done, I said, how's your shoulder? And he moved his arms around. He said, frankly, it's just fine.
Amen.
The whole place was deathly silent. I mean, nobody was saying a word. They were all so intently listening to see what was going to happen.
And
God touched him, and he got to give in the bar a testimony that
God
never had healed his shoulder.
Us. Oh, my goodness. Our time is up. Such a wonderful story. Before we close, I want you to let people know where your church again is located and the times of worship.
We have worship at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. We're located at 4814 Wetzel, which is just around the corner from Madison in the heart of Madisonville, right next to the public library, yellow building there on Wetzel. We do prayer walking on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, and anybody is welcome to come and prayer walk with us if they'd like to. Worship's at 10. We go till about noontime or so.
Excellent. We'll have you back again on the show, Adam, to talk more about your project, Worship at Work. Give us the website for the church and then for the Worship at Work CD.
Sure. The church website, which will be redone, is agapefellowshipchurch.org. And the Worship at Work website, again, is www.worshipatwork.com.
What a delightful day we've had, building a wall of righteousness in our community. That's Agape Fellowship Church in Madisonville. Thank you, Pastor Ron Peak, for joining us, and thank you, Adam Smith, worship leader, for being
thank
here.
Thank you, Edna.
And thank you all for listening. I'm Edna Parrish.
This has been Keeping You Informed.